What if they held a soccer match and nobody came? That would be what you might expect in this next story. Next Tuesday, the Gulf Cup of Nations, that would be the Arabian Gulf, will open in Yemen, and it will probably draw a lot of Yemenis. Still, these matches are scheduled to be played in the most unstable region of one of the world's most unstable countries. Yemen is home to controversial Muslim cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. It's where the underwear bomber got explosives sewn into his shorts last Christmas, and it's where explosive-laden packages bound for the United States began their trip last month. So Yemen is a curious choice for a big soccer tournament right now. Laura Kasanoff has been scratching her head about it in the pages of Foreign Policy magazine. It is weird, Laura. Why Yemen, and why in such a volatile part of the country?
What happened is Yemen was chosen to host this year's Gulf Cup 4 years ago. And 4 years ago, the situation in Yemen, while it wasn't stable, it wasn't quite to the level of severity that it is now. The idea was that Yemen is the only country in the Arabian Gulf that is not part of the Gulf Cooperation Council, a conglomeration of oil-rich Gulf countries for which there are many economic benefits. Yemen is the odd man out because it's poor, it's much less developed than the rest of the countries.
And the reservations were made, the bids were in, and the organizers felt it was just too late in the game to kind of change venues?
There's been talk throughout this past year, as this year's Gulf Cup was getting closer, to move it. But for whatever reason, they decided, you know, we want to try to give Yemen a chance. And so it was never postponed, it was never canceled, it was never moved to another country. The event starts next week. And actually, the situation in the south, where the Gulf Cup is going to be held, the security situation has greatly declined in the past couple months, even. There have been a string of al-Qaeda assassination attempts in Abyan, which is where one of the matches is to be held.
Right, so that's southeastern Yemen. Why not hold the matches in the capital, Sana'a? I mean, that's a relatively peaceful place, and it's a center for the national team. Seems obvious.
Sana'a is the one part of Yemen that is relatively secure, let's say, and the government has control over the capital, Sana'a. But Sana'a is above 7,000 feet. And according to the standards of FIFA, the international soccer body, it's at too high of an elevation. Now, FIFA does not recognize the Gulf Cup, but the organizers of the Gulf Cup want FIFA to recognize it. So they wanted to abide by FIFA standards. So the idea was to hold the event in Aden, which is in the south, which is coastal, and obviously much, you know, lower. And in Abyan, which is the province right next to Aden in the south, which is where the other stadium is.
Right. So the southeastern part of the country, though, is that unstable part of Yemen. What kind of precautions is Yemen taking to avoid any sort of incident?
Well, the government announced a few months ago that it was going to send 30,000 additional troops down to southern Yemen to secure the event. So they're definitely taking security precautions. The government's launched several offensives against al-Qaeda in southeastern Yemen in September, October. And it was rumored that these offenses were to sort of try to discourage both al-Qaeda and Yemen's militant southern separatist movement from trying to thwart the Gulf Cup. The Yemeni government is taking this very seriously. And if it is canceled or postponed at this point, it will be a major, major jolt to the pride of Yemen's central government.
Some of the participating nations apparently have expressed concern over the venue in Yemen. Are they just all swallowing hard now and going to go?
As of right now, everyone has said that they are attending the Gulf Cup next week. Now, there are rumors that especially the Bahraini team and the Kuwaiti team might pull out. There's large resistance in those two countries in particular.
Laura Kasanoff, a freelance journalist based in the Middle East. She's been speaking to us from Cairo. Thanks very much, Laura.
Thanks so much for having me.